5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Take a minute right now and listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of a desperate plea for health. And time is running out. Right now, all around you, our nation's Pokemon are disappearing at an alarming rate. They're being hunted and enslaved by children on bicycles, the elderly, and really creepy middle-aged adults. Your contribution to Save the Pokemon can put a stop to the madness that's driving these innocent pocket monsters to the brink of extinction. For just 5 Pokecoins a day, Save the Pokemon can provide a safe space for a Bulbasaur, much-needed health care for a Pikachu, and educational programs for those idiots you work with who need to put down the iPhone and back away from the Charizard. Don't stand by while another terrified Squirtle is plucked from the streets and brutally stuffed into a tiny red and white ball. Contact Save the Pokemon right now.
That's great. Yeah, and you don't want to be the middle-aged person. But apparently, you know, apparently it's not a bad thing because it's actually making us get off our dead asses and move around. Even if it is an augmented reality.
The dead asses are augmented reality.
A little bit of
both. Even without my cell phone.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
It's really getting out of hand, the Pokemon Go craze, though. This is the latest true story. A man in Oregon got stabbed while playing Pokemon Go and refused medical treatment in order to keep playing.
It's true.
Yeah. He leaves a wife, 2 kids, and 6 Squirtles. It's worth 300 points. I don't even know. These punchlines, I don't even understand.
Yeah, I don't.
People are already describing themselves as being seriously addicted to Pokemon Go. They say it's an addiction. The problem is when they check into a rehab facility, the first thing they see are 2 Pikachus and a Jigglypuff. Again, I don't know what that is.
And by the way, already outpacing Twitter and all of the other apps out there and all of the other social media things going on, and Pokemon Go is only 1 week old.
Pokemon Go has officially become the most successful smartphone game in U.S. history, with around 21 million people using the app each day. Not quite as successful, the people playing it.
And it's so out of control, so you have situations like this where at the Florida International University, they were playing the game a few nights ago, and they all started tracking the same Squirtle, and this became a mob thing of like 500 people.
Don't choke. I'm choking.
And you will get caught up in this if you download it. And by the way, Conan wasn't kidding when he was talking about the guy who got stabbed and kept on playing.
Too long. It's been too long. I was biting my nails on it, you know. Gotta be the first one to get them all. Basically, risk my life. He just wanted to battle. real life. I saw him go by and I was like, you playing Pokemon Go or whatever, you know? And he's like, what? I was like, Pokemon Go. And then like, I guess he wanted the battle or something because he just came at me with the knife. So I didn't expect it to happen. And it was pretty brief and fast, like just slice and ran. Right after I was stabbed, I continued my mission to Plaid Pantry to get chips and beer. Definitely a close call. No, it's very important to me, you know? I gotta pretty much catch them all.
Oh my gosh, it was really a mission?
Yes.
To go to Plaid Pantry?
Eight stitches in on his shoulder and he moves
21.
On. Yeah. And then the player who gets locked in the graveyard.
So, I get to the graveyard to catch some Pokemon, you know? Let's see, the gate was open because, you know, I got in here. The gate is closed and I'm trapped in the graveyard and I have tears coming down my eyes because I'm freaking out. I called 911 to come open the gate. Bruh, this is not cool. I need help.
Well, don't go in the graveyard at night. And then there is Autumn Darosoth and her mother on getting hit by a car while playing Pokemon Go.
The game dragged her across that highway. She found her Pokemon, was all excited, was coming home to tell Mom she found her Pokemon. Folks, she was not playing the game when she was crossing the highway. She was crossing the highway. She was not playing the game.
She looked both ways.
She looked both ways.
And the car came flying up the hill, and I was in the middle of it, but I tried to get out of the way so I didn't get hit fully.
I'm not blaming the game itself. I'm blaming the game itself because it's dragging kids across highways, major highways. Kids don't need to be going across highways.
So is there any advice you would give to other teenagers who play this game?
Just to be careful. Watch where you're going.
And then there were the Holderness family. Yes, those YouTube people who went on vacation to Hawaii and made a parody of Somewhere Over the Rainbow all about how their kids wouldn't stop playing Pokemon Go.
Somewhere here on vacation, a quick recap. We have this gorgeous scene, but they're on the Pokemon app. We just saw seven sea turtles right out there in the blue. But they're walking like zombies and haven't seen the view. They'd love the Pacific, I'm sure, but they're tripping on furniture behind me. They're looking for a fake chicken when there's an actual chicken. It's right beside me.
Make it stop.
What kind of Pokemon is that?
That was an actual chicken, Lola.
You know, to me, it reminds me of, like, remember when we first got our hands on the iPod, everybody were walking around like zombies, and then it was the selfie stick. It's like these two things combined, and it went nuclear.
It's interfacing with real world.
Right,
and,
right.
And augmented. LARPing, but it's, yeah.
Augmented reality. Yes, and of course.
Remember when augmented reality was just a boob job? Yeah, I sound old-fashioned.
Right. Yep. Too late. Of course, there is a Pokemon Go movie in the works. Of course there is. After that app came out last week, Nintendo's stock jumped over 25%. Hope you got on that bandwagon. And the company's now worth, Nintendo, which was dead in the water until 1 week ago, is now worth $9 billion. So, of course, movie studios are hustling to strike a deal to make a new, brand-new Pokemon movie. Since there's no deal yet, we obviously no idea. Well, we don't have any idea what the movie will be like, but does it really matter? It could be a complete train wreck. Does it matter? Discuss. And then there is Chardonnay Go, Pokemon.
So everybody's talking about a new app called Pokemon Go where kids can go around and find Pokemon. But did you know there's an app for moms called Chardonnay Go where you can actually find glasses of Chardonnay all over your neighborhood? And it's really simple. There's actually a glass really close to my house right now. Let's go find it. Let's Chardonnay Go. Oh my gosh, it says it's close by. Hold on.
Hi, Marin County. This is so you. Shout out. Holla.
Are you out of your mind? Why are you in my house?
You have a lovely home. Play Chardonnay.
happened? It's literally everywhere, and people don't even know that they're playing.
Yes, you actually have to move around.
Lady, what are you doing? I found Chardonnay! Oh my gosh, I love this game!
I think the redeeming thing about the Pokemon Go is now we have Chardonnay Go. That is what I need. It's driving me to drink.
And can I tell you the rest of the really good news? That's all the Pokemon stuff I have.
I am so happy. Yay!
Yay! That's it! So the Late Night Late Show wrap-up will continue without all of that silliness next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Radio show on KGO 810.
Yeah. It's just me, myself, and I. All right, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world on the KGO app. Download it today. All the podcasts are there, and so we KGO go wherever you go. And since it's nighttime in the big city, now broadcasting live to the entire West Coast in Canada and the United States. Okay, so let's talk about mom shaming, which is a big thing that's going on today all over the place. Victoria Beckham. Posh Spice,
mm-hmm.
Married to David Beckham.
They have Awesome Spice.
Awesome Spice, yes. We're just looking at the gymnastics guys up here. Yeah,
so
the Olympics.
Much spice going on.
Right.
I feel so patriotic right now. All these red, white, and blue-blooded Americans sticking their landing. I feel very patriotic.
On top of you?
Well, the television is above me. It's true. Nicely done. I'm loving their mounts and their dismounts.
I was talking about this with Karen, our engineer. I said, you know, when you're that good looking and you are built like that, and you adore the human body, how can you not be attracted to the same thing?
Oh, I know. Well, the Greeks. This was the epitome of what the human could be. This is why we have the Olympics. Long live that aesthetic.
Oh, that's right. We were going to talk about mom shaming.
I'm so ashamed. We got off topic.
Sorry. Let's not look at that big 60-inch television in front of us. All right. Okay, let's get to it. Because we've got a lot of people that are listening on the road and at work or wherever you're at, and we appreciate it very much. So to celebrate her daughter Harper turning 5 on Sunday, both a soccer star David Beckham and Spice Girl Victoria Beckham posted photos of themselves with her on Instagram, but it was Victoria's photo that shook up the internet because mom and daughter are sharing a smooch on the lips. Now, I say, you know, it does look freaky because it looks like the angle of the camera. They're in a pool. And people were coming down on them because saying, like, look, you know you're being photographed and you know your daughter's being photographed. And by the way, it looks like you're making out with your daughter. It's totally inappropriate. So now there was a BBC social etiquette expert consulted, and she said, normally with a member of your family, you don't kiss on the lips unless it's your husband or your partner. I would be uncomfortable doing that, and I think that most people would be. If she feels it's appropriate, so be it. I wouldn't say it sets a particularly good example. One user also claimed it wasn't the kiss, but it was the public sharing that was the issue. It's about one celebrity who was careless to post this on her social media for publicity and wasn't smart enough to understand the implications of doing so on the full media of sometimes extremely dangerous people. So kissing your or not kissing your child on the lips is up to your cultural and social acceptable norms. Posting a photo of kissing your children on the lips and posting it, never. I'm kind of with that last one.
Okay, well, I'll take it one further.
Okay.
Yeah, if you really want to be concerned about her posting her picture of her child on the internet.
Because there's so many creeps on the internet.
Well, there is, but, I mean, nobody's mentioned that I've heard that her little girl is also topless. You know, she's swimming.
Oh,
and she's like 5. So, I mean, just as that's innocent, so is a mommy kiss. I think people are getting a little too up in arms.
So there was more of this, and this is from Entertainment Tonight Tonight. Let me see. Jennifer Jaywell. So that's Jaywell from Jersey Shore talks about mom shaming. And by the way, Jennifer Aniston is in on this, too. The Jennifer Aniston stories have been rolling in here for the last 2 days nonstop. Let me see here. She's fed up with the pregnancy rumors. is.
Oh, yeah, just speculating. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Jennifer Aniston finally addressed the years of pregnancy rumors and the objectification of women in the tabloids. She said, quote, "I'm fed up with the sport-like scrutiny and body shaming that occurs daily under the guise of journalism, the First Amendment, and celebrity news." So this has been going on for years. With
oh,
her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's, I don't know. She's
Jennifer Aniston. Who wears a pregnancy better? Who bounces back faster?
And then today, Jennifer Aniston was reportedly left out of her estranged mother's will. And I didn't know if she was estranged from her mother, but obviously she is. This reminds me of...
Drew Barrymore?
No. Aaron Spelling.
Oh.
Tori.
Tori Spelling.
Yes.
She and her mom are not speaking?
No. Well, they're estranged.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, my God. Aaron Spelling was worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tori didn't get anything.
Well, she made her own.
Yeah. Okay. But a source says that she had a lot of private writings about Jennifer, and they've been, I don't know, left to another relative who could potentially publish them and make money. So Jennifer Aniston and her mother, Nancy Dow, were estranged for years, even though Jennifer continued to support her financially. And while they did reconnect in weeks before Nancy died in May, she still cut Jennifer out of her will. I mean, not a big deal. Nancy really only had a condo and about $1 million to bequeath, and Jennifer's worth an estimated $150 million. But there's something else here at play. Nancy left everything to another relative, and that everything includes a collection of personal writings about her daughter. A source said she wrote down everything about Jennifer Aniston, and that material is now in the hands of someone that could make a profit from it.
Mm. It sounds like some unfinished business, even after the grave.
Yeah, so this is from Entertainment Tonight.
Victoria Beckham.
By the way, this is Jay Wow from Jersey Shore.
Gets criticized for kissing her daughter on the lips. I hope my daughter wants to kiss me on the lips 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. That's my daughter. I gave birth to her.
Online haters' reaction to Victoria's kiss, quote, "Ooh, it looks like they are making out. Totally wrong. Hope she gets so passionate with David Beckham."
You just realize you'll never make everybody happy. There's 50% of the world is going to be mad if you do it one way or another way.
But many celebrity moms have come under attack. Kristen Cavallari was shamed for this snap. Criticism poured in, saying her 2 and 3-year-old sons looked too skinny. She fired back, saying, "Yep, I starve my children." Reese Witherspoon got heat for giving her son, Tennessee, cinnamon rolls for breakfast. Jersey Shore's Jay Wow, who's using 310 Nutrition to help drop baby weight, told us today about getting slammed just for taking 10-week-old Grayson to the pool.
"How dare you put your kid in a chlorinated pool? He's only 2 months, no SPF. Just because, what, I don't have a sign? Non-chlorination, saltwater pool, and, like, there's not, like, a picture of what SPF I use in the background. I don't want to be rude, but I picture what a troll is. People that are just, like, lazy, sitting in their underwear, like, behind their computer screens, just going off because they have nothing better in life to do. If you go after my kids, then I'm going to attack you because you have no rights."
There you have it. So, a lot going on. That Christine Cavallari story with the two kids on the beach, I don't know. The kids do look really skinny.
Babies, they have little scapulas, little backbones.
With Jay Cutler from Chicago, they're, you know.
Oh, come on. I don't think they're anorexic babies. I think...
Well, they're not anorexic babies. I don't think... Maybe she's not feeding them enough. I don't know, but
Put 2 pounds on them, then people would be saying, "Oh, you've got an obese kid," so...
Right.
Yeah.
It is mom shaming.
It is.
So... You put all this together, and now what happened, which started with Victoria Beckham's and the switch. Actually, it started with Sierra and Russell.
Mm-hmm. And Sierra's little boy.
Yes. With Russell Wilson. Yes, okay, the quarterback of the Seahawks. Yeah, so she has a kid. I don't know whether it's son or daughter, it doesn't matter. But the son or daughter is 2 years old, and the cameras are rolling back. I don't know. They're putting makeup on Russell, and mommy comes in there, and Sierra comes in there and says, mama kiss, and then blah, blah, blah. And then somebody says, "Papa kiss." And obviously Future, who is the rapper, who is the real father, takes great offense to this. takes great offense to this. And we talked about this earlier on the show when we started the show. And man, you would think that I'm just talking Hollywood BS here, but people went ballistic about this whole thing because it plays into the human emotion of how dare you. It's okay that we're divorced or it didn't work out, or maybe it's not okay. Maybe you're still bitter. But how dare you have another person who just came into your life 10 minutes ago and call our two-year-old their son or daughter, or vice versa. Have the two-year-old call that mommy or daddy.
It's their two-year-old son.
Right. So people were going crazy just saying, hey, look, this is Drex. This is a real thing. You know, just because you're talking about the Hollywood thing, this is how domestic issues happen big time in real life. Because, you know, you're supposed
to... Any father would be upset by that.
Absolutely. You're supposed to be civil with each other. So you try to be nice, and then you get your weekend visits if you're a guy or something. But if you're a guy and you go over there to get the kid from the house for the weekend, to take to your house, and you hear your two-year-old calling this other man daddy or papa, you're going to be pissed. And we had some great calls on that. I don't have kids, but when it was explained to me through all the great calls we had during the 7 o'clock hour, you can hear it on the KGO podcast. It just rang a bell. It's just a human jealousy. I mean, how could you not?
It's funny.
How could you not emote that?
And I would not equate our love of our mutual animals and pets that we have to being the same as a human child, but. Just when you talk about jealousy, if you saw your beloved doggy, go over to somebody else like it was their dad, just because you got food nibbles. I mean, I would get jealous if it was, my little kissy with somebody else. And that's just me and my dog.
Food nibbles?
Nibbles. No. Get your mind out of the licky brush. Nibbles. Treats.
Oh, my God. You know what? I have a meow at. Meow. Mealtica? You're going to throw the mic?
I'm going to throw the mic screen at you. Yeah. I'm about to.
what is it? Meowtalica?
Meowtalica?
Yes. I'm going to find that for you next. All right. We'll continue on the Drex Radio Show coming up here in a minute on KGO. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Grant.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show. On KGO.
Stop making out with your five-year-old in the pool.
Awful.
All right. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Thank you very much for joining me. It's the Late Night Late Show wrap-up along with Valerie. And let's talk about this mess that is going on with Fox News, because who doesn't love a Fox News mess? So Gretchen Carlson was suing. I guess she still is. After the news came out that Gretchen Carlson was suing Fox chairman Roger Ailes for sexual harassment, someone put together a video of a bunch of times when her co-host said sexist things on Fox and Friends, and the co-hosts are Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade. Now, if you listen to the show nightly, well, God bless you, first of all, thank you. But second of all, the reason I'm playing this for you again is... And you heard me probably say it the last time I played it, because I think I've played it twice since this came out. You can tell that Gretchen's pissed, especially when she mentions the HR department in this montage. And then I've got the guy from NBR talking about the leg cam on Fox News. And then we're going to talk about Bill O'Reilly coming to the defense of Roger Ailes and the sexual allegations, the sexual harassment. All right, here's the montage.
I was at Fox last night, and some guy came up to me and said, I saw you on Fox and Friends this morning. Is Gretchen as cute in person as she is on TV?
And what did you answer, America?
Gorgeous. Look at her today. Beautiful dress. You look wonderful.
All women should be reading bra stories.
Right.
Some men are experts at bra.
You learned that in Broadcasting 9. Bra stories, defer to the babe.
Doesn't the waxing hurt?
It does. She looks at me for that.
We'll try that on an upcoming episode of Fox and Friends.
Do you like a woman masseuse or a male masseuse? Just so I know.
Oh, my God.
Not on TV.
I'm not going to.
You don't answer.
You know what? Now, Laura, now you know what I go through. Would you like to correct yourself on that other talking point about men being dominant?
Oh, we don't have any time. I wish I did. We're running over.
Okay, because HR's on the phone because you called me a skirt.
I apologize. I got to read that manual again. It was the only sexist person that came on here and made you laugh.
All right.
Well, other than sit next to you every day.
Right. That's true. I'm not.
Wow.
But I'm,
of course, less.
But I'm. But I'm. Yeah. I'm yeah.
You're just sexist.
Yes.
Okay.
I jest that I'm
just.
Sexist.
Just in time.
I think we should read the headlines.
I think it's just you.
Okay.
So then there was a reporter from NPR that pointed out that Fox News actually uses a leg cam sometimes.
One of the things that I learned, it just didn't happen to make the cut in the book, but there's a camera that they have, and what they do is basically they I'm told this is absolutely true. They sort of assort the women who are going to be on, because there's a slightly rotating cast of characters, although there are really some fixtures, by basically the degree of attractiveness, and particularly the degree of attractiveness for the legs. And I believe it's the seat on the front right where, having arranged this hierarchy, they put the woman with the best legs there, and they have a camera that goes directly for the legs. Hmm. And so essentially they have what they call the leg cam, and that is to accentuate the sleekness of design of that particular person on air. So if you're asking whether attractiveness is a part of the formula, I would say you bet.
Now, this is just crazy. While that was playing, Valerie Branch, tell everybody what you did.
I Googled Fox News leg cam and images, and sure enough.
Nonstop.
Yeah. And I agree with Joe Tobin. He's like, they should have just called it the gam cam. Because, I mean, yes. That's really what we're looking at.
Okay, so Bill O'Reilly weighed in. He was a guest on Seth Meyers' show last night, and he's defending Roger Ailes.
Colleague at Fox News has issued some allegations, some sexual harassment allegations over your boss, Roger Ailes. Is this what is your position on this? What did you think when you heard this?
Well, I think it's a very sad situation, number one, and I'm just going to say this about it. I've worked for Roger Ailes for 20 years, all right? Best boss I've ever had. Straight shooter. Always honest with me. And I believe that over the years, he's been in the business for 50 years, 95% of the people who have worked for Roger Ailes would say exactly the same thing that I just told you. In this country, every famous, powerful, or wealthy person is a target. You're a target, I'm a target. Anytime somebody could come out and sue us, attack us, go to the press, or anything like that. Until America, and that's a deplorable situation. Because, I mean, I have to have bodyguards. I have to hire bodyguards, physical bodyguards, all right? Until the United States adopts the English system of civil law, whereby if you file a frivolous lawsuit and you lose, the judge has a right to make you pay all court costs. Until we adopt that very fair proposition, we're going to have this out-of-control tabloid society that is tremendously destructive. I stand behind Roger 100%.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. And then I will remind everybody, because Bill won't, O'Reilly himself has been accused of sexual harassment by a former Fox producer. The network supported O'Reilly throughout that lawsuit, which was settled in 2004. O'Reilly was also accused of domestic violence during a custody battle in 2015. O'Reilly's teenage daughter told a court-appointed forensic examiner that she witnessed him choking her mom as he dragged her down some stairs by the neck. This is according to the Huffington Post. So
really?
And then the guy, and I hope he's feeling better because I'm a fan, Neil Cavuto, had a heart attack. I think that's what the deal is. They've mentioned it once or twice. Yeah, about 3 weeks ago. I think this next week we'll be pushing our fourth week. I hope he's better. But, you know, he also came to Roger Ailes' defense and penned a story about this and said that he's never seen any of that happen. So there's a couple of different twists on this. You know, the boys gathered around the circle the wagon. I don't know, or it's the truth. I don't know.
I really admire how Bill turned the question as to whether or not Roger Ailes might be guilty of this into about how he's a great boss, and I've never had in my experience any wrongdoings, and then sidestepped everything else to talk about an issue which wasn't really the question, which is about. The way in which we can go about prosecuting and implicating that this was a fraudulent lawsuit without actually talking about.
Well, there's a couple different ways to do this. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's very elegantly done.
Okay, so if we were to believe the NPR guy who said they have a leg cam. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I've noticed in the last several days that all of a sudden I'm not seeing Kimberly Guilfoyle's legs as much. Just saying, noticing that. But there's two ways to look at this. You're either offended as a female or you enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, because you're hot and you're on Fox and all of those middle-aged white guys.
Or it benefits you because you have the package.
Yes.
That they're looking for.
That's right. Yes. There is a formula for Fox News. There is a reason why they're number one.
Yes.
Yes.
What does the Fox say?
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, I have a really good news story here. And then we're going to get to the ESPYs next, including our own Warriors, Steph Curry, coming up.
Yeah.
Yes, the good, the fun, and the crazy from the ESPY Awards last night. So a couple in Pittsburgh went sit next to a group of cops at a restaurant a couple days ago, and the cops responded by paying the bill for them. Listen to this. Oh, please. Here we go. This is a story of my life. Okay. It's not going to play. This is why it's good that I act like I'm on television, but I'm not. So four cops were eating a dinner. I always have my script here in case the teleprompter goes
down. I was like, is that why you're always
checking
your hair?
Yes, the teleprompter just failed. Oh, okay. Right. Four cops were eating dinner in Pittsburgh last Friday, and which was the day of the Dallas shooting that killed five cops and injured more. And when a couple was being seated to the table next to him, the guy said he wanted to sit somewhere else, apparently because he was angry about the officers involved in the shootings in Louisiana and Minnesota. One of the cops was an African-American guy named Chuck Thomas, who told the guy he didn't have to worry, but the guy decided to sit on the other side of the restaurant. So before the cops left, they decided to pay his bill, too. And they did, and they also left a $10 tip. So very nice. All right, ESPY's next, but first, with a look at traffic.
Drex on KGO 810.
What the fuck say?
And we're back on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world on the KGO app. And let's go to the ESPYs. Didn't you love Steph Curry last night? Busting a move with Chance the rapper. He's got style. I'll give him that. He looked good.
He's got the moves off the court too.
I know. So you know this is what he does before the game, dancing around there. But him in his blue suit, looking mighty fine with Chance. Okay, so in case you missed the ESPYs, I'll give you the best of. Here is the winner's montage.
For best breakthrough athlete,
Jake Arrieta. For best comeback athlete, Eric Berry. For best play, Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary.
For best female athlete, Brianna
Stewart.
Right on.
For best male athlete, LeBron James.
Oh, come on.
For best team, Cleveland Cavaliers.
No! Boo, boo, boo. Kobe Bryant jokes about retiring after having a losing season.
It's amazing to be standing here alongside Abby and Peyton. And, you know, Abby decided to retire after a compelling World Cup victory. And Peyton hung up his cleats after yet another Super Bowl win. And so for me, you know, I tend to do things a little differently. So I felt an impressive 17 for 65 season would be a bold statement to wrap up my 20-year career.
Yeah, whether you love or hate Kobe, you got to give him credit. I mean, especially that last game, the way he went out was just, well, you can't write that stuff. Well, I guess you could in Hollywood. Well, maybe it could be in the next in the Pokemon Go movie. There could be a Kobe,
no,
a Kobe Chew or something.
A Kobe Chew.
I don't know. All right, Richard Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, and Richard Rodgers won the ESPY for the S play in their game-winning Hail Mary against the Lions last season. Which, by the way, both of those Hail Marys. Absolutely amazing. If you love football, then you know what I'm talking about.
First off, I just want to thank God. Obviously, Hail Marys aren't possible without him. And other than that, this wouldn't be possible without this guy right here and all of our teammates doing their job. So I just want to say thank you to them.
Thanks to the fans for voting. Thanks a lot.
Right on. And let's see more of that, man, because I got to tell you, that is what makes football America's greatest sport, I have to tell you. So let's see. I guess we do have to cover LeBron James as much as it kills me. The best athlete of the year.
For best male athlete, LeBron James.
First of all, I want to thank
my teammates. Obviously, this award wouldn't be possible without you guys' hard work and sacrifice every single day. My beautiful family, my lovely wife and my three kids. You know, the man above for giving me these God-given abilities. And, you know, this is an unbelievable time for our city. It's an unbelievable time for my family, for my friends. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Really cool. I'm always confused about, all of these award shows, thanking God.
You know, it's interesting. There's sometimes in our society and culture where we're not supposed to have anything spiritual to say. It's supposed to be very fact-based, you know, logic. And then sports is like the exception. Sports and...
Oscars.
Yes.
Yes.
But
Grammys.
Yes, suddenly everybody has religion.
Right. Yes. When they're getting an award.
I don't ever hear like the head of some startup saying, I'd like to thank God for...
Pokemon Go?
This amazing code that I was inspired to write.
Well, let me tell you, Nintendo is saying thank God.
They are. All the way to the bank.
Got it, you. All right. Hey, yeah, and by the way, so Chance the Rapper did an original song to honor Muhammad Ali, and I thought this was great, and they put this together. Let's take a listen.
I swear, ain't nowhere greater, ain't nowhere brighter, ain't nowhere better, 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 better. Ain't no one prettier, ain't no one wiser, ain't no one better, better.
God don't praise me because I beat Joe Frazier. God don't give nothing about Joe Frazier. God don't care nothing about England or America as far as real wealth. That's all he is. He wants to know, how do we treat each other? How do we help each other?
I was a rock.
Very nicely done. And by the way, they opened the show. The NBA stars opened the show with a statement about gun violence. The ESPY Awards, obviously, last night and in Los Angeles. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, and Chris Paul opened with a statement about police violence and gun violence in general.
As athletes, it's on us to challenge each other to do even more than what we already do in our own communities.
We all feel helpless and frustrated by the violence. We do. That's not acceptable. It's time to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, what are we doing to create change? It's not about being a role model. It's not about our responsibility to the tradition of activism. Let's use this moment as a call to action for all professional athletes to educate ourselves, explore these issues, speak up, use our influence, and renounce all violence. We all have to do better. Thank you.
We sure do, and job well done. And by the way, I always like to end things on an up note, so we go to the Comedy Locker, and Frank Caliendo, the comedian, old school here, does Al Pacino as, are you ready? As Darth Vader. Let's bring it on.
You don't realize how important a voice is till you hear the wrong one in its place. There's a reason they use the voice of James Earl Jones as Darth Vader in Star Wars and not a guy like Al Pacino, right? No, because this doesn't work. Luke! Come to the dark side. So we can rule the universe as father and son! I can't breathe in this thing. And I'm too stinking blind.
Awesome. Hoorah. We got time for one more. Comedian Dom Herrera on being fat and bloated.
This is the fattest I've ever been till about this time tomorrow night. This is the fattest I've ever been. I'm not even fat enough to do fat jokes. I have to do bloated jokes. Bloated's not that funny. It's like he's so bloated he retains water. It's not. Retains water. Apparently retains pizza, too. But you know you're fat when you actually say you're fat in front of your friends and nobody corrects you. It's so sad. Really getting fat. Yeah, piss us all, will you? I love Eid. I don't understand people who forget Eid. That's my girlfriend. I forgot Eid. I'm so lightheaded. How could you forget Eid? I never stop thinking about Eid. Even when I'm eating, I'm thinking about Eid. I'm having a sandwich now. It's about 2:30. Probably have a snack at about 2:32. I don't want to fill up to have a dinner at 2:38 and a half. I don't mind buying. I hate sharing. Sharing's too cute. I'm getting a sandwich. You want one? No, thanks. I'll have a bite of yours. That wasn't the offer. I don't want a whole sandwich. Don't have a whole sandwich, but have a bite of yours. What you do it after your bite is your business. You can roll into a ball and knock a pelican out of the air. I want a whole sandwich.
Hey, man, on that note, it's time to get to the wine and get to the bloating. This is the Drex Radio Show. Peace out. John Batchelor is next on KGO 810.